This is KASU Jonesboro. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is Making a Difference, stories of future organizations in our listening area that are making our communities a better place to live. The Food Bank of Northeast Arkansas provides food for numerous organizations and food pantries that are fighting hunger in Northeast Arkansas. One such food pantry is the Helping Neighbors Food Pantry in Jonesboro. Established in 1995, the Helping Neighbors Food Pantry is an interfaith food pantry serving Craighead County. The pantry is located in the basement of the Huntington Building at the corner of Huntington and Vine Streets in Jonesboro and serves the needs of hundreds of families every month. President of the Board of Directors of Helping Neighbors Food Pantry is Paul House.
The beginnings, I believe, was about six churches that wanted to gather together, and now we have 30 churches and synagogue that have worked together, and we used to help around 500 families a month, and even during my time, my short time, which has been about 6 years, we have gone from 600 families a month to over 880 families a month that we are servicing and providing at least an intercession of food for them that we don't give enough to take care of the entire month, but we at least provide something that does help with their monthly needs.
The Helping Neighbors Food Pantry serves eligible residents who are in Craighead County. Those who use the pantry can come only once a month, where they receive about 30 pounds of food. Larger families may receive twice that amount. House says there's a great need for the service the food pantry provides.
Since January of this year through July the 1st, we've gone through 43,000 pounds of food, over 43,000. And also have had in cash contributions to us over $25,000. And we've gone completely through that amount towards helping people.
Norman Stafford is a past president of the pantry and is on the board of directors. According to Stafford, some people think the pantry is the same thing as the Food Bank of Northeast Arkansas. But Stafford says that's not the case. While there are differences, Stafford notes the Food Bank of Northeast Arkansas does a lot to provide the food for the Helping Neighbors Food Pantry.
The Food Bank, first of all, serves organizations. We serve individuals. We can purchase food from the Food Bank and then provide this for our clients. The Food Bank also has a paid staff, and as I said, we're 100% volunteer. Our money goes, if people donate to us, we can buy from the food bank at a reduced cost, and so their buck goes a little further with us, and that's one of the main distinctions.
The Helping Neighbors Food Pantry receives food at 18 cents a pound from the Food Bank of Northeast Arkansas. The pantry is open from 10 to 2 Mondays through Thursdays. The volunteers spend many more hours than that preparing for the pantry. Food Bank of Northeast Arkansas has a pickup on Wednesdays for the pantry. The pantry receives donations from churches and individuals, and local businesses help those who are hungry. Annie Ann's Pretzels donates leftover products as well as Panera Bread. Hay stores donate pastries and other products, and all the grocery stores participate in a coupon program, with proceeds going toward the Helping Neighbors Food Pantry. Volunteers from the pantry drive to pick up the food products, weigh the products, prepare the food, and stock shelves. Mike Oliver is one of the volunteers who comes in early on Monday mornings and places sacks of pretzels, pastries, and bread into paper bags and gets them ready to be given to families. Oliver is retired, and he says he volunteers because he sees how the food pantry helps people.
Well, it provides food for those who might need a little assistance. We have a lot of people that come in that actually work but are just can't quite make it, and we have people that have been laid off, and just different reasons for different folks. Some are retired or on Social Security and just don't have enough financial aid to get by, so we try to give them a little help.
As mentioned earlier, the Helping Neighbors Food Pantry is located in the basement of the Huntington Building. Those who enter the pantry walk into a waiting room where clients take a number and wait. When called, those clients will give their information, such as social security numbers, income information, and family information, to volunteers who will put that information into a computer. The pantry is a large area that's filled with freezers and shelves. Food is stocked in shelves, and perishable items are placed in large freezers. The freezers were provided to the pantry through grants and donations. Volunteers place different food items on a large scale to measure out the amount of food given to 30 pounds. Volunteers are told daily what's available by looking at different food lists that are placed on freezers. This is volunteer Guy Hanks.
So how do you know specifically, you know, what each family gets?
Well, we look at the number that comes back, and we decide, we figure out how many adults, how many children, and then we go from there depending on what we have for the day. It varies from day to day what we have. Like what we have today on Monday, we may not have tomorrow on Tuesday. They may have a whole other lineup. This is our basic lineup for the day. We go from that, and we adapt as we go along.
Hanks has been volunteering for several years. He says the holiday season brings a lot of donations to the pantry. However, Hank says donations are needed year-round.
People think about us at the holidays, but we have times of the year that it gets really thin and really slow around here on donations. A lot of people donate around the holidays, and then we fall off the radar for a lot of people. But we're here every week, year in, year out.
Are there certain times that are worse than others?
We get hit hard in the summer because a lot of children are home, and even if you have two children, that's another few meals that they're not eating at school. That's breakfast for some and lunch for all of them. And when those kids are home and they're eating all the time, it makes a difference. It shows up at home in a way that they hadn't planned for. So we have to deal with a lot of that.
And Lane Yawn is from Jonesboro and is another volunteer. Hanks and Lane both look at the information that's entered into computers and get information about the size of families. Jan says that helps the volunteers decide how much food to give.
Every single family gets at least one bag of groceries depending on the size of the family. If they're four or more, then they get two bags. Today they'll get two things of bread, one from here and then a Panera bread that Panera here in town donates for us. They'll get dessert. And then depending on the size of the family, this is what we give them as far as the meat goes. Now, because there's one in the family, they get tortilla soup that's frozen here, and then the noodles that he's going to give, and they'll get a dessert also.
Okay.
And it roughly runs close to 30 pounds. It's 29 today.
Okay.
Now, the next one's 8, so that's huge. Are you done?
Yeah. It's
29? Yeah, okay. Now, this next one...
With
the larger families, what we try to do is give them the larger, like, cans, okay, the bulkier cans. And so that's what we'll do with this one. Now, they'll get two bags of groceries because they have eight in the family, four children, four adults. So they'll get two bags of groceries plus meat down here plus the larger items that I have over here.
Jan is a retired school teacher, says he helps out because he sees some of his former students as clients and says more people are hungry than most may realize.
Our church is one of the churches that go with this organization. And I think hunger is the absolute worst problem that you could possibly have, knowing that when I taught school, when I had children come to school that didn't have breakfast, or the only meals they'll get all day long are the two that they get at school, the breakfast and the lunch. And it's sad to see, particularly children, that don't have food. When I can go home and I've got a pantry full of food and I don't have to even think about buying food. And for them, it's a real wake-up call when you come here and see these people. Some of these are my former students I've seen in here. And so it's a real wake-up call when you see them. They're here because they can't afford... Or, you know, they're poor and they can't afford much, and it's just, you know, it makes you realize that I'm pretty lucky. You know.
Pantry coordinator Elizabeth Eivner tells what is needed by the food pantry.
Cash donations. If you want to donate food, having a food drive maybe where you work or at the school or at your church, and canned meats and peanut butter are two of the biggest items that we need in food drives. But we will take anything because it helps us to serve our people.
More information on the Helping Neighbors Food Pantry can be found at www.helpingneighbors-craighead.org or by calling 870-935-7298. This is Making a Difference on KASU. Stories that feature organizations in our listening area that are making our communities a better place to live.